Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, two lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Mabez, and the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Mabez discussed the case where Reuven gave all of his assets to Shimon and wrote a shtar. However, the shtar was written stumma and didn't specify if at the time of the gift Reuven was healthy or he was a shchimra, and Reuven claims he was a shchimra, and now that I'm healthy, I can be chayza, and Shimon claims you were healthy at the time of the gift and it was a full-fledged gift and you can't be chayza. And Rameya stated that since Reuven is currently healthy, so there is a chazaka to hashtar, Reuven must have been healthy at the time that he made this gift, and therefore Reuven would not be able to be chayza unless he brings Eden that he was a shchimra at the time that he gave the gift, and he would then be able to be chayza. However, our Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, and the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they hold that since Reuven is the muchzik on these assets, so Reuven can be chayza unless Shimon brings a raya, and the Gemara will now bring two different ways to understand what is the exact raya that Shimon will need to bring, and we continue on Daf Kuf. And the Gemara is Raya B'mai. What Raya is the Mishnah referring to? And Rashbam states Raya B'mai Bein Rabbanan Bein Rameya Kabayi Umeshud Ikel Fasha Betray Gavni Kil Kamon Kabayi Hachi. And since we will have two different explanations, therefore the Gemara is the Shaila. Keep in mind that although the Rashbam stated that the Gemara's question is Bein Rabbanan Bein Rameya, however we will see Taisus and we'll also see the Ritva that they actually say the Gemara's Shaila is Dafgal Fid Rabbanan. We will get to the words of Taisus once we learn the rest of the Sugya. The Gemara now brings two shitas. Rav Huna Amar Raya Be'edim, Rav Chistav Rabba Rav Huna Amri Raya Be'kim Ashtar. The Gemara now explains the difference between Rav Huna and the shita Rav Chistav Rabba Rav Huna. As Rav Huna Amar Raya Be'edim, as Rav Huna states that the Raya that the Rabbanim were referring to is Raya with Edim and Kamithli Replukta Rav Yaakov Rav Nosson, and the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chacham Rav Mishnah is the same machlekes that we previously saw between Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson that we previously saw on Daf Kuf Nun Gemara Beis. We follow Chazaka de Hashtar as Rav Nosson stated, or as Rav Yaakov held, that we don't follow Chazaka de Hashtar, and instead we look at the Muchzik, and since Reuven is Muchzik, therefore we would say that these assets still belong to Reuven, and at the time that Reuven gave this gift to Shimon, he must have been a Shimra, unless Shimon brings a Raya, and he brings Edim, that at the time that Reuven gave this gift, Reuven was healthy, and therefore Reuven can't be Chayza. Let's explain this a bit clearer, that Rameya holds like Rav Nosson, and since at this moment Reuven is healthy, so we rely on Chazaka de Hashtar, and Reuven must have previously been in the same status, and at the time that Reuven gave this gift to Shimon, then Reuven must have also been healthy, and Reuven can't be Chayza unless he brings Edim that at the time that he gave this gift, he was a Shchimra, while the Chum hold, like Rabbi Yaakov, that we don't follow Chazaka de Hashtar, and since Reuven is the Muchzik, so if Shimon wants to take these assets away from Reuven, then Shimon has to bring a Raya that Reuven was a Bari, and he was healthy at the time that he gave him the gift, and as the Gemara states, Rameya Kareb Nosson, Rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov, and the Gemara continues and explains the shita Rav Chista and Rav Bar Avuna. As Rav Chista and Rav Bar Avuna Amri Raya B'kiyum Ashtar and Kamifli B'moid B'shtar Shekosvu Tzorech L'kaimai Rav Meir Sova Moid B'shtar Shekosvai Ein Tzorech L'kaimai Rabbanon Savri Moid B'shtar Shekosvai Tzorech L'kaimai. Rav Chista and Rav Bar Avuna hold that certainly both Rav Meir and Chachama agreed to the shita Rav Nosson that there is a Chazaka D'Hashta, therefore certainly we should assume like Rav Meir that this gift was in Matnas Bari, and really Reuven should not be believed that he was a Shchimra at the time that he made this gift to Shimon. Therefore, Reuven would not be able to be Chayza unless he brings Edim that he was a Shchimra at the time that he gave this gift to Shimon. Gemara also explained that Rameya holds that even though the only way that we actually knew that this shtar is valid and not Mazuyev is because Reuven was Moida that he wrote this shtar, we still don't say the concept of HaPesha Asu HaPesha Hiter, and since Reuven was the one that actually stated that this shtar is valid, therefore we should also believe Reuven that at the time that he wrote this shtar he was a Shchimra. As Rashbam explains in Diba Maskel Rameya Sava in Tzorech L'Kaimoi that we don't say the concept of HaPesha Aso Hu HaPesha Hiter but the Geir Shtaris as Stam Shtaris Harem Kesherim Hu B'Shtaris Lo Yinema HaPesha Aso Hu HaPesha Hiter L'Paslai. Since we don't believe Reuven that he was a Shchimra, therefore we have to base up Sak based on the Din of Rav Nosson that we follow a Chazaka D'Hashta, and since at this moment Reuven is healthy, so therefore we say he must have been healthy when he gave this gift and he can't be Chayza, and the only way that Reuven would be able to be Chayza is if he brings actual Edim that he was a Shchimra at the time that he made this gift to Shimon. However, the Chacham hold that although it's true that there's a Chazaka D'Hashta and currently Reuven is healthy, and therefore we should say that most likely at the time that Reuven made this gift, he was also healthy. However, the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they hold that even B'negei Ashtar, we still say the Klal of HaPesha Asu Hu HaPesha Hiter, and since Reuven was the one that was Mekayim the Ashtar, so we also need to believe Reuven that at the time that he wrote the Ashtar, he was a Shchimra, and therefore he could be Chayza. Therefore, the Chacham hold that in order for Shimon to say that this was a matnas bari, and therefore Reuven cannot be chayzer, and I should be able to keep this gift, he would have to bring edim that independently verify and mar mekayim the shtar, and therefore Reuven would no longer be believed based on a pesha asa who a pesha hitter that he was a shchimra. Now that we've finished this point of the sugya, so let us go back to the original Rashbam that stated Raya b'mai. Rashbam stated bein rabbanan bein rameya kabayi. Now that we've finished explaining the shitas of Rav Huna as well as Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna, we certainly see that Lefir Rameya, when Rameya stated Reuven has to bring a raya, that certainly meant that Reuven has to bring edim. He gave this gift to Shimon at the time that he was a shimra. Certainly, all agree that Lefir Rameya it means raya be'edim, as Rashbam himself states at the end of Diba Maschil Raya be'kiyam Ashtar, that he states Avu Raya Rameya Raya be'edim he can mafarish all of her raya sheshimra hoya divra Rameya. Therefore, Taisus in Diba Maschil Raya b'mai states Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Bein Rameo Bein Rabbanim Boi Raya b'mai Ve'inira Da Pshit Rameo Da Raya b'edim V'chein Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel Achakein Rameo Ha Raya b'edim. Similarly, Ritva states when our Gemara is Raya b'mai Pirush Ad Rabbanim Masnizim Koi Diktani Shal Mekabli Matan Lohavi Raya Da Meitzim Mechavei Olver Raya Ve'alo Shalinan Raya b'mai Av Rameo Da Oma Olver Raya Lo Shalinan Da Pshit Da Hi Raya b'edim Hi Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and states the Lachira Coin to and Rabbi Huna that explained the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim is that Rameh hold Moed B'Shtash Kosvay in a Tzorch L'Kaimoy Rabbanan Savri Moed B'Shtash Kosvay Tzorch L'Kaimoy, and the Gemara is but if Ligu Bar Chadazimna Maisa, we have the same machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in Mesechtes Ksubis, and why would our Mishnah have to bring the same machlekes? And even though our Gemara will bring a Braisa, therefore it makes sense that we would have the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in our Mishnah, which is a Mishnah. However, Maisa, the Braisa that we're going to bring is really referring back to a Mishnah Masechtas Ksubis, and the Mishnah states Ha'edim She'amru Ksavi Den Huza Aval Nusim Yinu Ktanim Yinu Psulim Yinu Vorei Ilan Amonim Sha'peh She'asa Hu'a Peh She'eter. Our Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa in Masechtas Ksubis, the Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa that comes to explain the Mishnah that Ein Amonim L'Paisa L'Divra Meir V'Cham Imin Amonim, and the Braisa actually explains that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario Reuven brings a shtar to Bezdin and he claims that he lent $1,000 to Shimon and this is my shtar. Shimon actually was moided to Reuven that this is a shtar that we wrote, however I repaid the loan and therefore I don't owe you this money any longer. Lemaisa, Reuven then brought the original edim who verified their own signatures. They testify that we signed on the shtar, however then they testify that although we signed on the shtar, but at that point Anusim Yinu Oktanim Yinu Upsulim Yinu, and in that case there's machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim. Rameh hold that moid b'shtar shekosvay in its tzorach l'kaimoy, therefore by Shimon agreeing and admitting that he wrote the shtar, so it's as if there were edim that already came to Bezdin and verified these witnesses' signatures, and therefore, number one, Shimon wouldn't be numb to say that he paid off the loan, since he was moided that this shtar is valid, so it's as if the edim and the shtar are testifying that Shimon still owes $1,000, and certainly Shimon is in Nemun against these edim. Number two, even though the edim now come and testify and verify their own signatures, there is no pesha asa, as the shtar was already mekuyim based on Shimon's admission, and they aren't Nemun to say Anusim Yinu Ktanim Yinu Upsulim Yinu. However, Rabbanan hold that Moed B'Shtash Kosvu Tzorach L'Kaimoy, therefore although Shimon agreed that this is a valid shtar, Lemaisa Shimon also stated that I paid off the loan, and really Shimon would have a Pesha Asa Hu'a Pesha Yeter. Therefore, the only way that Reuven would be able to collect on this Chayiv only if he brought Edim who independently verified his signatures. Since Reuven brought the original Edim who verified their signatures, but they also state Anusim Yinu Ktanim Yinu Upsulim Yinu, Lemaisa there's a Pesha Asa Hu'a Pesha Yeter, and therefore we have to believe the edim that at the time that they signed on this document they were anusim or they were ktanim or they were psulim, and therefore the document is not valid. The Maisa, we already see the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in Masechtas Ksubis, and why would our Mishnah have to repeat the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim? And it's a bit tzarech bia, as we don't really see the machlekes between Rameh and Chachamim in a Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubis, and it's only based on the Braisa, and why would it be so schwer to say that our Mishnah is being mechadish that there is actually a machlekes between Chachamim and Rameh as the Braisa states? The Gemara continues and states Sricha that we actually need both of these cases, and we need our Mishnah as well as the Mishnah and the Braisa Masechtas Ksubis as the Eid Mahi, as if we would only state the Braisa Masechtas Ksubis by Hikam Rabbanon Mishum Dalimi Eidim Umari Shtara. Then maybe we would say that it's only in that case that Rabbanon hold that we say a Pesha Asu Hu Pesha Yeter, as although they already were Mekayim their Chasimais and they already verified their signatures, and it's as if there are Eidim in the Shtar that are stating that this document is valid and that they weren't Anusim and they weren't Psulim, and they were ktanim. However, lemaisa, the two edim are stating in Bezdin that we were anusim, or we were ktanim, or we were psulim, and therefore potentially we should believe these edim, and at the very least they create a reis in the shtar, and at least it should be considered like trei or trei. However, aval hacha who delav kol kamine, but over here we're talking about Reuven himself, who was the one who verified this document, and lemaisa, a person himself, doesn't have the power to now pass a document or to now claim that at the time that I wrote this document, I was a shrimra, emoloi, and maybe in this case, even Rabbanu would agree to Rameya that moida b'shtasha kosu in tzarech l'kaimai, and therefore we had to have a machlekes between Rabbanu and Rameya and our Mishnah to teach us that even in the case, Reuven himself was the one who was the pesha asa, that we still say a pesha asa who are pesha eter, therefore we would believe Reuven that he was a shrimra at the time that he gave this gift. Therefore, the only way that Shimon would be entitled to this gift is only if he brings Edim that independently verified his signatures, and therefore he'd be mevatel the pesha asu ha pesha eter of Reuven. Gemara continues, v'yit ma'abahar, if we would only bring the machlekes between Ramein and Rabbanon in our Mishnah, then we would say punk farket as bahar kam Rameya, as potentially it's only in our Mishnah where it was Reuven himself that wanted to have a pesha asu ha pesha eter. Rameya stated that we won't allow Reuven to have a pesha asu ha pesha eter, and as Rashbam previously stated, the stam shtaris harayim kasherim, and we shtaris loy name a pesha asu ha pesha eter. However, possibly al bahach in moidul rabbanon tzricha, but maybe in the case of Masechtas Ksubis, where the edim themselves are the ones that are going against the shtar, they are saying anusim ayinu, ktanim ayinu, psulim ayinu. So maybe they would have a koyach to actually pass the shtar. Mashmalon that even in the case of edim, Rameya hold that moidul b'shtar shekosvoi ain tzarich lekaimai, and therefore the edim would not be believed, and there would not be a pesha asu or pesha eter, even in the case of Masechtas Ksubis, and therefore we needed both these mishnayos and both of these Gemaras. The Gemara continues, V'chinam Rabba Raya Be'edim, and Rabba also agrees to Rav Huna that when the Chacham stated on Mishnah, Shimon has to bring a Raya that this gift was given from Reuven while Reuven was a Bari, that is because the Chacham hold like Rabbi Yaakov, that we don't follow a Chazaka de Hashta, and we follow the Chazaka of this money, and the money was Becheskas Reuven, and therefore Shimon would have to bring a Raya with Edim that at the time that Reuven gave this gift, Reuven was healthy. Let us see, Taisa's Diva Masal, where Taisa is bothered that on the top of Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Beis, we saw that Rabba actually held that we do follow a Chazaka de Hashta, and if so, why would Rabba say that Rabbanon are going like the Shita Rabbi Yaakov? Why wouldn't Rabba explain our Mishnah and the Machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim, that both Rameya and the Chachamim agree that we follow a Chazaka de Hashta and we agree to Rab Nosson? And even so, there's Machlekes based on Rab Chista and Rabbi Barfuna, as Rameya holds Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi in tzarich l'kaimoi, and Rabbanon hold moed b'shtasha kosvoi tzarich l'kaimoi. And as Taisus is, Tema, amai muki rabba l'masisin raya be'edim, du muki rabbanon krab yakoi v'rameya krab nosin, v'iyu gufei sphir le krab nosin, v'lukma b'kiyim shtoris v'kula krab nosin, and zok Taisus miyu yashkram b'shum mokum de islay moed b'shtasha kosvoi in tzarich l'kaimoi, have it also shapir, that if we could find that Rabba actually holds that moed b'shtasha kosvoi in tzarich l'kaimoi, have it also shapir, then it would make sense that you want Rabbanon to go like his own shita that moed b'shtasha kosvoi in tzarich l'kaimoi. They have a mukuluk reply nami b'kiyum shtaris. Have the rabbanon loy kavosei. This continues inami yishleimar. Or I could potentially say the mashmalei raya rabbanon dumi raya rameya dehainu be'edim that bishleimar koin rav huna. It comes out both lefi rameya and lefi the chachamim. Rameya stated that Reuven has to bring a raya. When the chacham stated that Shimon has to bring a raya, both of them refer to bring a raya with edim. However, according to Rav Chista and Rav Bar Funa, then it would come out that when Rameya states that Reuven has to bring a raya, it means he has to bring a raya with edim. He was a shchimra at the time that he gave the gift. When they state hamitzim mechaveil of raya, Shimon would have to bring independent edim that would verify these signatures in order to be mevatel the pesha asu who are pesha eter. Rabba did not want to explain that Rameya and Chachamim are speaking about completely different types of rayos, ayin sham. Keep in mind that based on this taisvis as well as the Gemara and taisvis on Daf Kuf Nun Gemara Beis, it's muchach that taisvis is gerus Rabba both in our Gemara as well as the previous Gemara. However, ayin and other rishonim were actually gerus on Daf Kuf Nun Gemara Beis Rabba, and our Gemara is their gerus Rabba, and therefore taisvis question would not be shver ayin sham. Our Gemara continues omale abaya sa abaya es Rabba my taima fi you that you're explaining the shita of Rabbanon like Rav Huna when the Rabbanon stated hamitzim mechavei olav raya, and if Shimon wants to keep this gift, he would have to bring a raya with edim that Reuven was healthy at the time that he gave him this gift. What is the pshat in Rabbanon that Shimon would have to bring this raya as Inema with the Kuluk Sibahu, Kadav Mahalach Araglai Beshukah, over Holik Sibah, Shmam Minoshim Rahabe. And if you're going to say that since when someone gives a gift and they're healthy, then they generally would write into the shtar that Reuven gave this gift when he was walking in the street and he was walking in the marketplace, and since they didn't write this language in the shtar, therefore there's a raya in the shtar, and it seems to be that Reuven must have been a Shimra at that point, and that's why they didn't write in the shtar, and therefore Shimon would have to bring a raya be'edim that Reuven was healthy at the time that he gave him this gift. But Zokta Baya Adraba the Lucher Punfaket made the Kuluk Sibu Katkotsev Rami Baase Vaholik Sibu Shmamina Borihabi, that since in general when there's a Matnash Shimra, then they would write in the shtar that Reuven gave this gift at a time that he was sick and he was lying in bed, and in this shtar they didn't write such a lashon, but there's a raya in the shtar, and it would seem that it wasn't given as a Shimra and Reuven was healthy at this time. And Lucher, if so, why would Shimon be the one that has to bring this raya? Lucher, you should follow a chazaka de hashta, and since at this point Reuven is healthy, so therefore we should say that most likely when he gave this gift he was healthy, and therefore the gift should be valid. And why would Shimon have to bring a raya? And Rabbi responds to Abaya that iklamei mahachi veiklamei mahachi, that you write that there would be two different svaris, and therefore we're not sure which svar to use, and therefore ukim moyne becheskes mori. Now we have mama lamutu besafik. Rabbanon lemaisa paskin like Rabbi Yaakov, they don't follow a chazaka de hashta. Lemaisa, since these assets always belong to Reuven, so Reuven has a cheskes mamon. If Shimon wants to take these assets from Reuven, then Shimon is the one that would have to bring a raya. When Reuven made this gift, Reuven was well, and therefore it was a matnas bari, and Reuven can't be chayza. I and Rudvah, who's bothered, that lechir at the top of daf kuf nun gomel beis, when Rabbi stated that we follow a chazaka de hashta, by yes Rabbi, that lechir we shouldn't follow a chazaka de hashta. And over here it seems that Abaye was asking Rabbi that we should follow a chazaka de hashta. Rudvah therefore explains, avol lekasha klal shloi bar Abaye lach lekal Rava alahitzu b'libah shel Rava ma'o tam shloi, that really Abaye is not coming to be chilek on Rava, but he's trying to understand the pshat in Rava, the kivin the parshlei Rava the mashum chazaka de mainu shasik le Abaye v'hoid ledvarav. Once Rava explained to Abaye that Rabbanon hold like Rabbi Yaakov, they followed the chazaka that Reuven has on this money and on these assets. Therefore, Abaye was certainly moided to the svara of Rava. Certainly, as Abaye stated on daf kuf nun gomor beis, that he'd rather not follow chazaka de hashta ayin sham. And our Gemara now continues that we saw machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna as to what the chacham hold. Rav Huna stated that Rabbanon hold that Shimon has to bring a raya be'edim, and Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna stated raya be'kiyum eshtar. And Zakta Gemara uva plukta that this same machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna is the same machlekes that we have between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, as Rabbi Yechon omar raya be'edim, as Rabbi Yechon agrees to Rav Huna that lefi de chachamim Shimon would have to bring a raya with edim, and Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar raya be'kiyum eshtar. Reish Lakish holds like Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna that lefi de chachamim Shimon would have to bring a raya b'kiyum eshtar. The Gemara states is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, so Rabbi Yechon asks the following question to Reish Lakish, and he will try to prove when the chachamim state that Shimon has to bring a raya, they meant to say that he has to bring a raya be'edim, that at the time that Reuven gave him the gift, that Reuven was healthy. And the Gemara brings a story as Ma'aseh b'Bnei Brak, be'echad shemachar b'nichsei aviv u'meis. There was a story in B'nei Brak where Yaakov died and he left over his assets to his children, and while the assets were still part of the estate, Reuven, who was one of the brothers, went and sold one of these assets of the father. Then Reuven died. At this point of the Gemara feels that the buyer was not yet muchzik in these assets, and therefore the buyer came to the mishpacha and said, I have a right to these assets that I bought from Reuven. However, the family said to the buyer that you don't have any right to these assets, as Lemaisa Reuven was a katan at the time that he sold these assets to you, and he had no right to sell these assets to you. And Rashbam points out that we will learn that a person cannot sell the assets of the estate until he's 20 years old. Certainly, our Gemara is talking about a case that Reuven was already 20, and the only shaila was Reuven already brought two sairis, and therefore he was 20 and a gadol, or he didn't bring two sairis, and therefore the sale is not valid. And they went to ask the shaila to Rabbi Kiva. The buyer wanted to exhume the body and be boided the body to check if he had shtei sairis. And Amalahem, Rabbi Kiva responded, that it's not proper to be menavel meis to exhume this body. And number two, it's possible that even if we do find simonim, that it's possible that these simonim change after misa, and therefore that would not be raya. Zokt Rashbam, Rabbi Kiva Krabbonon, that Rabbi Kiva is going like Rabbonon, based on the way that Rabbi Yechon and Rav Huna explained the words Rabbonon, since the Yorshim are Musik, therefore the buyer would have to bring Edim and would have to bring a Raya. Reuben was a Gadol at the time of the sale. And Mefarshim explained, by the fact that the buyer wanted to go and exhume the body, so it must be that Reuben actually died immediately after he made the sale. As if it didn't happen immediately after the sale, then it would be possible that even if they would find that Reuben had some on him and they were valid some on him, however, Lemaisa, it's possible that at the time that he made the sale, he actually was not a Gadol, and therefore, why would that be a valid Raya? Lemaisa Bekiva stated that even if we would exhume the body and we would find that he had two styres, but Asuin Lishtanis, and as Rashi Ram states, Vafilum Daiman Atlas and Money Gadol, Yeshlema Iloy Kayim Havashuma, that if he would still be alive, that these styres would be a Shuma Ba'amma, and they would not be valid Simonim. I in the last two lines of Taisis, Diva Maschel Void Simonim Asuin Lishtanis, Taisis explains that Rabbi Kiva means to say that even if we would check him after he died, and we would see that he doesn't have styres, but he does have Gumais, and generally Gumais should be a Simon that he actually was a Gadol. However, Zokhtari, the Shem Bechayev, Loya Gumais, Umachus Misa, Yesham Gumais, that maybe during his lifetime he actually didn't have any follicles, and these follicles only formed after he died. Can I mean a Benida, Gumais Alpha Pishain Cyrus, that Gumais Ba'alma, even if there are no hairs, generally be a valid Simon? We continue on Daf Kufnun Dalam Beis, and Rabbi Yechanan explains what his Raya is, that he's correct that when the Chacham state that Mitzim Mechavel Raya, it means that Shimon has to bring a Raya Ba'idim, as Bishleim Ladidi, that mean a Raya Ba'idim, as Bishleim according to my Shita, that Lefid Chachamim, Shimon has to bring a Raya Ba'idim, so we can understand the story as Kivin the Amul Kuchis, Aiso Edim, Vele Ashkru, that once the Yarshim said to the buyers that you have to bring Edim, that a brother had some on him, the buyer wasn't able to find Edim, Hayim the cost of Amulay, Mao the Baikai, and therefore they now came to Rabbi Kiva with a Taina, that although we weren't able to find Edim, but certainly we bought this from Reuven, and we should have a right to the Sada, and you should allow us to exhume the body in order to check if he had some on him or not. However, El Ditcha, the Amrit, Raya Bekiyam Eshtar, but according to you, that you hold that Lefid HaChamim, you don't have to bring a Raya Be'edim, and as long as the buyer would be Mekayim the Shtar, we would say that likelihood is that the Shtar was done in a proper manner, and the whole transaction was done properly, and therefore certainly you wouldn't have to bring any Edim that Reuven actually had Shtei Sires, and as Rashbam points out, because Mistome Eina Edim Chesma Al-Shtar El Nkei Nasa Begadol, that certainly Edim would not sign on a Shtar unless they verified that Reuven was a Gadol, and therefore that should be enough of a Raya, and why would they go to Rabbi Kiva and ask Rabbi Kiva to exhume the body? If L'chayra, all the buyer should have to do is L'kayim Ushtarayu V'loikma B'nichsei, that he should be M'kayim L'shtar, and then certainly he would have a right to his assets. Certainly the Yarshim would no longer be able to taina that Reuven was a Katan. The Gemara continued that Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechlin's question that Misavr Nichse B'cheskes B'nei Meshpacha Kaimei V'ka'asa L'kuchay Sumari Nichse B'cheskes L'kuchay Kaimei and Ka'asa B'nei Meshpacha V'kamari, that who said the case was where the B'nei Meshpacha were actually Musik in these assets. Buyer was the one that was trying to get these assets from the Yarshim and claiming that he bought them from Reuven, and then he was the Meitzi Mechaveri, and therefore he would have to bring the Raya, as certainly in that case all he would have to do is be Mekayim the Shtar, and he would be Zoicha in these assets, as Lemaisu we would have a Svara that Mestome Ina Edim Chesman al-Shtar Elam Kei Nasa Begadol. However, in reality the story was where Reuven sold these assets to Shimon. Shimon was already Musik in these assets, and now after Reuven died, the Bnei Mishpacha and the Yarshim came to Shimon, and they came to the buyer, and they said, you had no right to take these assets, as Reuven was not yet a Gadol. Therefore, in this case, the buyer was actually the Muxik, and therefore the Yarshim were the Meitzim Mechaveri, and it was all of Lahavi Raya. Certainly, by being Mekayim Nishtar, that would actually not help them, and that would actually hurt them, and therefore the only way that they would actually be able to be Zeicha in these assets were if they were able to bring a Raya that Reuven was still a Katan. Therefore, they went to Rabbi Kiva, and they asked Rabbi Kiva if we could exhume the body, and this way we could prove at the time that Reuven sold this asset to Shimon that Reuven was still a Katan. Even at the time that Reuven died, he was still a Katan, and he was still not maybe Shtei Sires. Rish Lakish continues that I'll bring you Raya that I'm correct that Shimon, who was the buyer, was already Muxik in these assets, as Hachinami Mistavra, Midaka'ama Lahu, Iyat Mishayim Lenavle V'ishtaku, as since Rabbi Kiva responded that I don't want to be Menavle Mace, and they kept quiet, so it's Muchach that he was speaking to Yashim and speaking to Reuven's brothers, as Lemaisa, since they kept quiet and they didn't go and argue with Rabbi Kiva, so it seems clear that they were made to Rabbi Kiva that certainly we don't want to cause any evil to our brother and to our relative. We agree that it's not proper covered on mace to exhume the body of our brother Reuven, and as the Gemara states, makes sense that if it was the Yorshim that were coming to Ma'ara against Lekeach, and therefore it makes sense that they were quiet, Ali Amr Lekuches Kama'ari, but if we're going to say that it was Shimon who was the buyer that was coming to Ma'ara as he was not yet Muchsik, so my Shoski, so why would he agree to Rabbi Kiva, and why would he keep quiet? He should say back to Rabbi Kiva, Anan Zuzia Vinile, Linvil Vininvil, that Lemaisa, I gave money to Ruvain, I purchased these assets from Ruvain, and he held himself out as a gadol. Therefore, even though it will cause a bazillion to the mace, but that is proper to do, and I should be able to prove my point by exhuming the body and proving that at the time that Ruvain sold me this property, that he was a gadol. And the Gemara states that Rabbi Yechon will respond back to Rish Lakish, that Imishim Ha Lo Iria, as if it would only be based on Rabbi Kiva's response, and based on the fact that the Teveya was quiet, that would not be a raya. As Hachi Kamaluhu, as even if Shim was not the Muchsik, and he was the Moitzim Mechaveroi, and he now came to Rabbi Kiva, and he asked that Rabbi Kiva should exhume the mace, and Rabbi Kiva said that it's not proper to do so, because we don't want to be menavel the mace, and it's not proper respect for the mace, but even so, Shimon was quiet. And the reason is because Rabbi Kiva actually was mevare at this point for Shimon, and he stated as follows, Chodo di at Mishon Lunavle, that first of all, it's not proper covered a mace to exhume the body, and even if you would respond to me and you would state that Lemaisa I paid money to Ruvain and Ruvain held himself out as a gadol and therefore we should exhume his body and I don't care if there will be nivul ames as I'm not related, but even if we do so and we find that Ruvain had simanim, but that would not prove your case as it's possible that these simanim change as we explained beforehand. Therefore, Zokra Bechner Reish Lakish, from the fact that the Tavea was quiet, that is not a raya to your tzad. It's still possible that I'm correct, that the Yorshim were actually the Muchsik. Shimon was the one that was required to bring the raya, and he wanted the Rabbi Kiva to exhume the body. And the Gemara now continues, Shol Rab Shimon Ben Lakish as Rabbi Echon, Reish Lakish as Rabbi Echon, the following, Zusha Shinuya B'mishas Bakapara, that this lima that we learned in the Mishnah Bakapara, Reish Ahaya Eichel Sado Ba B'cheskla Shishaloi, that if Reuven was using a Sada, and he was doing so based on a chazaka that it was his, the car of love echad ira loy mishalihi, and then Shimon came and he claimed that it was his, and he was ma'ara on the sada, and we get back to the topics of cheska batim, and Ritvar state that when Shimon came was ma'ara, pirish ira be'ide avos v'teich shal shanim hava, that Shimon was ma'ara, Shimon brought edim, and that this sada belonged to his family, and Reuven did not yet use the sada for 3 years, and therefore Reuven would have to bring a raya that it was actually his sada, or the Ritvar state, inami la'acha shal shanim, v'lehoi loy lezesh nechazaka, and it's talking about a case where Shimon did not yet have a proper chazaka, and therefore Shimon had to bring out his shtar. As the Gemara continues, and Reuven brings out his shtar, and he says that you sold it to me, or that you gave me the sada b'matana. So even if Shimon would state that I don't recognize the shtar at all, all that Reuven would have to do is be mekayim the shtar and validate the shtar based on the signatures of the witnesses, and once he does so, then certainly Reuven would win, and Reuven would have full rights to the Sada. The Brisa continues that if after Reuven brings his shtar out, Shimon says to Reuven, although I'm moided, I wrote the shtar, im oma shtar pasim huzer, oi shtar amona, shemachati l'chov le'nasat l'idomim, I only wrote the shtar for you as a favor in order to make believe that you have assets, and people should think that you're a man of means, they will do business with you. Or Shimon says that although we agreed that I would sell you this Sada, and I wrote you the shtar, and I even gave you the shtar, but I gave you the shtar based on the trust that you would eventually pay me. But the Maisa, since you never paid me, therefore the transaction was null and void, and you don't own the sada. The Braisa teaches us, im yesh edim halecha achar edim, vim lav halecha achar shtar. If Shimon can bring edim that it was a shtar pasim or shtar mono, then Shimon would be believed. However, if Shimon cannot bring raya, then the Maisa, since there is a shtar, and Shimon admitted that this shtar is a valid shtar, even though Reuven never validated the shtar, but since Shimon admitted that the shtar was valid, so therefore Shimon cannot now claim that was shtar pasim or shtar mono, as we don't say the klal of pasha asu or pasha eter b'negei shtar. Therefore, zokrish lokish to Rabbi Echron lemer meihi the omer made b'shtar shekasovai in the tzorch lekaimai v'loy rabbanon. Let us say that this price is specifically going like Rameya. If the party who the shtar is a detriment to, for example, the borrower or the seller agreed that this shtar is a valid shtar, then they don't have to be mekayim the shtar any longer. And even so, we don't have a dinner pesha asuwa pesha eter, and it's not going like Rabbanon, as l'chayr l'fid Rabbanon, there's still a din of meid b'shtasha since Reuven was not yet Mekayim the Shtar and didn't bring independent Edim that this Shtar is valid, so even though that Shimon admitted that the Shtar is valid, but Shimon also stated that Shtar Pasim Huzer or Shtar Mana, and therefore Shimon should be believed and should not be a valid Mechira, and why the Bryce state Bim Lav Halechacha Shtar? And Gemara continues, on Malay, so Rabbi Yechon responded to Reish Lakish that Bishleim according to you, that the Machleik is between Ramei and Chachamim, if we hold Moed B'Shtash HaKsavai Tzarech L'Kaimo or In Tzarech L'Kaimo, so then certainly you have a raya from this Brysa that the Brysa is going like Ramei and not like the Chachamim. However, Zok Rabbi Yechon Loi, Shani Oimeh, Divrei HaKol, Moed B'Shtash HaKsavai In Tzarech L'Kaimo, that according to my Shita, I hold that both Ramei and Chachamim agree that Moed B'Shtash HaKsavai In Tzarech L'Kaimo. The reason why the Chacham argue on Ramei in our Mishnah is because the Chacham do not go Basa Chazaka de Hashta, and the Chacham hold like Rabbi Yaakov, and therefore they hold that Shimon is the one that has to bring a Raya, and he has to bring Edim, that at the time that Reuven gave him this gift, Reuven was healthy, and therefore was a full-fledged Matana, and therefore this Brisa is going both Lefid Rabbanan and Lefid Ramei, as all agree that Moedah B'Shtashak Savoy ain't a Tzarech L'Kaimoy, and the Gemara continues, where Reish Lakish responds back to Rabbi Yechon, that how can you say that Rabbanan and Ramei not being Chaylik, Lemaisa and Omid Aleph, we already mentioned the Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubis and the Brisa Mesechtes Ksubis and Vamiflik Pligi, and we saw in that Brisa that Rabbanan and Ramei are Chaylik, Benegei the Shaila of Moedah B'Shtashak Savoy, at the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Eina Manal Paisalai Divra Ramei, the Chamaim and Manal Paisalai, clearly we saw that Ramei hold that Moedah B'Shtashak Savoy in a Tzarech L'Kaimoy, and Rabbanan hold that Moedah B'Shtashak Savoy in a Tzarech L'Kaimoy, therefore L'Chaira, the Brisa that we brought down of Mishnah Spak HaPara is going like Ramea and not like the Chachamim. Gemara continues on Malay, so Rabbi Yechon responds to Reish Lakish, although it's true that in the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis there is a machlekes between the Chachamim and Ramea, but that is only because there were Edim that actually stated that this Shtar is valid, and then the Edim stated that we were Anusim or we were Ketanim or we were Psulim. Specifically in that scenario, will the Chachamim argue on Ramea and they will hold Moed B'Shtash HaKsavai Tzarech L'Kaimai L'maisa in the case of the Braisa, in the case of Bar Kapara, where Shimon was the Ma'ara, and he was the one that was Moedah that this Shtar is valid, and then he claimed that Shtar Pasim or Shtar Mana, so in that case, even if Chacham would agree to Ramea, that the Baal Din himself would not have an Emunis, he certainly would agree to Ramea that Moedah B'Shtash HaKasvoi ain't Tzarech L'Kaimoi, therefore the Braisa Bar Kapara could be going with Divrei HaKol, and as Rashbam states, in Dibur Maskel, Iyu Kol Kamine Bitmiya, V'chiyesh Kerech B'yad Aloi V'loima Ein Chayiv Klum, V'hokaloya Min HaPesha Asu HaPesha Yeter, the kiven da amal loiva kasafti shtar zeh efe shtar pasim or shtar manu, certainly he would not be believed the mal lishak of mokam edim leaminon the nan sadi dlav shtar manu the edim a shtar manu pasim lechasmi loi nitin lechasev kid arm perak bezik subis vilkach loi mehem lemeim a shtar manu. Gemara will now continue and go back to the story that we had on daf kuf nun dalam and aleph that occurred in Bnei Brak. Reuven sold the assets of the estate to Shimon and then Reuven died. Beichon understood that was talking about a case Reuven's family was still holding on to these assets and Shim was not Muxik, and therefore Reuven's family was able to state that although it's true that our brother Reuven wrote the shtar, sold you these assets, but Lemaisa at that point he was a katan. Lemaisa they had nemanis even though they were made to b'shtash akasvoi. We see that even though it was the Baal Dover who actually stated that this is a valid shtar, they still had a pesha asu a pesha yeter, and they were able to say that although it was a valid shtar, but Lemaisa he was a katan. We see that even you agree that the Chacham argue Ramea, they hold that even if the Baal Dover is the one that was Mekayim the Shtar, that even so, we still say the Klal of Moedah B'Shtash HaKasvo Tzarech L'Kaimoi, otherwise the Baal Dover would have a Pesha Asa who a Pesha Hiter. Therefore, Reish Lakish will say to Rabbi Yechon that L'Chayr, I'm correct that the Braisa of Bar Kapara is going specifically like Ramea, even though the Baal Dover was Moedah that the Shtar is valid, he still does not have the manas to say there was a Shtar Pasim or Shtar Mana, and we don't say a Pesha Asa who a Pesha Hiter, because Moedah B'Shtash HaKasvoi in its Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and as the Gemara states that on Malay, Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechon, V'aloi Mishamecha Amru Yofu Uru B'nei Mishpacha, that it was said over in your name that you stated that the family actually had a valid taina to Shimon, and they were able to say to him that while it's true that a brother wrote the shtar, but a mice he was a katan, and they had a pesha asu a pesha yeter, and therefore we see that you hold that the Chum Agur Rameya, even in a case where the Baal Dover himself was Moedah B'Shtash HaKasvoi, and even in that case, you hold that the Baal Dover would be Neman, as he would have a Pesha Asar, and you hold that the Rabbanon hold that Moedah B'Shtash HaKasvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon responds to Reish Lakish, Kiddush, Zuha Loza Umrah, Ani Loyamati Davizam Ilam, that while it's true that they said it over in my name, but it's only because Allah, who is my Talmud, said this over, therefore people thought that I actually said that Yafir Iru B'nei Mishpacha, but in reality I never made such a statement. I really hold that the Rabbanu would be Moedet to Rameya, that the Baal Dovah himself doesn't have the Pesha Asar. Even Rabbanu agreed to Rameya that Moedet B'shtasha Kasvoi in the Tzarech L'Kaimoi. And the Gemara continues, Om Rab Zeris, Rab Zeris responds, Michbu Rab Yechon Rab Eleza Talmidai, that if Rab Yechon wants to deny and he wants to state that he doesn't agree to his Talmud Rab Eleza, Yichbu Rab Yane Rabbi, could it be Kaifod that his Rebbe Rab Yane didn't say this Svara and that he doesn't agree with his Rebbe Rab Yane, the Rab Yane Om Rebbe, as Rab Yane stated in the name of Rebbe, Moedet B'shtasha Kasvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi, but Omalei Rab Yechon, Rab Yechon said to his Rebbe Rab Yane, Rebbe Loi Mishaseni Uzu, that isn't this a Mefurisha Mishnah, since our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Baal Dovah himself was the one who actually was Moedah in the Shtar, and even so, the Chacham hold, since Reuven admitted that he wrote his Shtar, but he also stated that it was a Shchimra, therefore Reuven has a Pesha Asar, and Shimon has to bring Edim that independently verified his Shtar, as otherwise Reuven would have a Pesha Asar. And clearly we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Rabbanan argue on Rameyah, even in the case where the Baal Dovah is Moedah B'shtasha Kasvoi, that Tzarech L'Kaimoi. Based on this question of Rab Zera, therefore Rab Zera was able to bring a raya that it can't be Rabbi Yechon responding to Reish Lakish that Shani Oimer Divrakol Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in a Tzarech L'Kaimoi, as certainly the Rabbanon hold that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi. And the Gemara continues that Rab Zera states that although we stated before, Rabbi Yechon himself stated Loi Shani Oimer Divrakol Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in a Tzarech L'Kaimoi. However, as Tesis explains our Gemara, Rab Zera states that it must be that Rabbi Yechon never said this. Rab Zera therefore explains Buram Niron and Divrei Rabbeinu Yosef. Really, I hold that Rabbi Yosef's explanation is correct. The Amr Rabbeinu Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Zu Divrei Chachamim, Av Ramei Oimim, Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi, Shetzarech L'Kaimoi. As Rashbam explains, the Rabbi Yechon is stating we have to switch around the Shitas of Ramei and Chachamim that we had in our Mishnah. And although in our Mishnah we stated that Ramei hold that Reuven would have to bring a raya, and the Chachamim stated that Shimon has to bring a raya, and Hamitzim Mechaber all of a raya. However, really, it should be Punk Vaket. Ramei is really the man to that hold that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi, Tzarech L'Kaimoi, therefore Reuven would have a Pesha Asar, and Shimon was the one that had to bring a Raya that Reuven gave him this gift as a Bari. Now Chacham would demand the Omer that held that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and therefore Reuven is the one that had to bring a Raya. When he gave this gift, he was a Shchimra, and therefore the gift wasn't valid. Therefore, when Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechon, the Braisa that was brought down on Mishnah's Bakapara is going specifically like Rameya, Rabbi Yechon really responded back to Reish Lakish, since I hold that Rabbanon or demand the Omer that hold Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, therefore this price is going to feed the Shita of the Chachamim that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, who might divra called Rabbanon Lagabra Rameya divra Koli. Although Rabbi Yechon used the term that I hold that everyone agrees that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, all I meant to say is that Rabbanon hold that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and when you have machlekes between Rabbim and Rameya, so therefore it's as if everyone agrees that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, we don't give any credence to the Shita of Rameya, who is a Das Yachid. We already explained the next point to the Gemara, but the Gemara is for Ipchatan, but the Maisa we learn Punk Vaker in our Mishnah, as Becham Imam Maitim Mechaber of Raya, the Chum hold that Shimon has to bring a Raya, as Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and the Gemara states, Epoch, in the Chanam Rabbi Yechon hold that we have to switch around the Shitais, and the Chum actually hold that Reuven has to bring a Raya, as the Chum hold Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and as Rameo holds Hamaitim Mechaber of Raya, and Shimon has to bring a Raya, because Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi. And the Gemara continues in Yes, but Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa Mesechta Ksubis, Eina Manal Paisal Divra Ameya, Vacham Eimer Nemanim, and therefore we see that Ramea is the man that holds Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and Acham holds Moed B'Shtasha Kosvoi Tzarech L'Kaimoi. And once again, the Gemara states, Epoch, similarly in the Braisa Mesechta Ksubis, we have to switch around the Shitais, and really the Braisa should read, Eina Manal Paisal Divra Ameya, Vacham Eimer Nemanim. The Gemara continues in Yes, Rabbi Yechon Raya Be'edim Kamar, the Lachir Rabbi Yechon was the man who stated that the machlekes between the Chacham and Rameya has nothing to do with Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi if Tzarech L'Kaimoi or in Tzarech L'Kaimoi. All agree that Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi. The machlekes is if they hold like Rab Nassan or like Rab Yaakov, and the Shaila is, does Reuven have to bring Edim that he was a Shchimra, or is Shimon the one that has to bring Edim that Reuven was a Bari? Once again, the Gemara states, Epoch, that in a Chinami, Rabbi Yechon actually holds that the machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim is based on Moed B'Shtasha Kasvoi if Tzarech L'Kaimoi in Tzarech L'Kaimoi. Rish Lakish held like Rav Huna that Raya is Be'edim. The Gemara continues in Ir, says, Lemo lepach nami tiyufta, then maybe we should also reverse the names into the tiyufta that we saw on the bottom of that kuf nun dal and alf, where the Gemara brought Esfir Rabbechim and Reish Lakish from the story in Bnei Brak, be'echad shemacha benichse avivu meis, and we saw that Rabbechim tried to bring a raya against Reish Lakish, and he tried to bring a raya that the Chum required a raya be'edim, and not like Reish Lakish, who held that lefida chachamim, the raya is through the kiyam ashtar, and l'chayu, now to reverse the shittas of Rabbechim and Reish Lakish, so will you also say that it wasn't Rabbechim who asked this question on Reish Lakish, but instead we would be goyis Esfir of Shem ben Lakish to Rabbechim, and Reish Lakish brought this raya against Rabbechim, and the Gemara responds, loy, that regarding this question, it was actually Rabbechim that asked the question to Reish Lakish from the story in Bnei Brak. We continue on Daf Kuf Nun Hayam and Aleph, and the Gemara explains what Rabbechim's question would be on Reish Lakish. And although originally, when we brought the original question of Rabbechim to Reish Lakish, he stated that the Yorshim were actually muchzik in these assets, Shimon, who was the buyer, was not muchzik in these assets. However, now that we stated that Rabbechim actually holds like Rab Chista and Rabbi Arfuna, that the machlekes between Ramei and Rabbanon is if we hold Moed B'shtasha Kosfu, Tzarech L'Kaimo, or In Tzarech L'Kaimo. So when Rabbechim asked this question to Reish Lakish, Rabbechim at this point understood when the Brisa stated that Reuven sold this asset to Shimon, that not only did he sell this asset to Shimon prior to dying, but Shimon was also already using this property. And now that Reuven died, so his relatives came and they were Ma'ara and they said to Shimon that you have to get out of this property, as when Reuven sold this property to you, he was a Katan and he had no right to sell this property to you, and the transaction is void. Let's keep in mind that at this point in the Gemara, not only do we mepach that Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish hold reverse opinions, and Rabbi Yechon actually holds like Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Funa, that the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanon was relevant to the din of Moed B'shtasha Kosfu, if Tzarech L'Kaimo or In Tzarech L'Kaimo. But we also stated Rabbi Yechon switched around the shitas in our Mishnah. Rabbanon held that in the case of our Mishnah, where Reuven gave a gift to Shimon, the Shtar did not say if Reuven was a Shimra or if he was healthy at the time of the gift. Reuven claims that he was a Shimra and therefore he could be Chayza, and Shimon claims that Reuven was healthy and therefore he can't be Chayza. Lefi Rabbi Yechon certainly all agree to the Shita Rabbi Nosson that we follow a Chazaka Dehashta, and right now Reuven is healthy, and therefore we should state the likelihood was that at the time that Reuven gave this gift, he was healthy. When Maisad Chacham hold that Reuven has to bring a Raya that he was a Shimra, even though Reuven was the one who actually testified that this Shtar is valid, he's now saying that at the point that I actually wrote the Shtar, I was a Shimra, and L'chayu we should say that it's a Pesha Asu HaPesha Hit there. However, the Rabbanon hold that Moed B'shtasha Kosfoy in its Tzarech L'Kaimoy, and therefore we don't have the din of Pesha Asu HaPesha Hit there B'negei HaShtar. And if you are Bechon, Ramei was the Shita that Shimon actually has to bring a Raya that Reuven was a Bari, as although we go with the Chazaka D'Hashta and right now Reuven is healthy, but the Maisa Reuven has a Pesha Asu HaPesha Hit there, Ramei is the man that Omer that holds Moed B'shtasha Kosfoy Tzarech L'Kaimoy. Now Gemara continues, and Avkuf Nun Heyom Aleph, that Hachi Kamali Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, and therefore Rabbi Yechon's question to Reish Lakish was as follows: Bishleim Ledi, that it makes sense according to me that since I hold that the Rabbanon hold that Moed B'shtasha Kosfoy ain't Tzarech L'Kaimoy, behind the Mishkaches Law the Nachti L'Kuchas and the Chosim, and it makes sense that Shimon would actually have a right to these assets, as Lemaisa even Reuven's Kravim are Moed that the Shtar is a valid Shtar. However, they're trying to claim Reuven did not have a right to sell this asset to you because Reuven was a Katan, but ultimately, since we hold that Moed B'shasha Kosfoy ain't Tzarech L'Kaimoy, so Reuven's Kravim do not have a Pesha Asu HaPesha Hiter, and therefore it's as if the Moed that Shimon has a right to these assets, therefore it makes sense that Rabbi Kiva would paskin that Reuven's Kravim would not have a right to the assets unless they brought a Raya, Reuven was a Katan and was not Hevish Desirus at that point. However, Rabbi Yechon says to Reish Lakish, Al Lidcha, but according to you, the Amrit Raya Be'edim, since you Reish Lakish hold that we don't switch around the Shitas in our Mishnah, and Rabbanon actually hold that we don't follow a Chazaka D'Hashta, and instead we look at who is Muchzik in the asset, since in our Mishnah Reuven was the one that was Muchzik in the asset, that's why the Chacham stated in the Mishnah, HaMetzi Mechavei Raya, and Shimon was the one that would have to bring a Raya with Edim. At the time that Reuven gave him this gift, Reuven was healthy, and if so, in our case, how could it be that Shimon was Muchzik, and why would Shimon have a right to his assets, if L'maisa, we know that Reuven was originally the Merkama, and therefore he should be considered a muchzik. If so, how could it be that Shimon would actually be muchzik in these assets? L'maisa, Shimon doesn't have edim, and he doesn't have any raya that Shimon was a gadol at the time of the sale. The Gemara continues and explains to us what Reish Lakish's teretz to Rabbi Yechon would be, as Amalei, as Reish Lakish will respond to Rabbi Yechon, that Einach Enami L'gabei HaMishnah, then certainly I would hold Lefira Chachamim, the din is Hamitzim Mechavel of Uriah, since Reuven was the Muchzik, so therefore Shimon would have to bring Uriah that at the time that Reuven gave him this gift, Reuven was healthy and it was a valid gift. However, Rish Lakish continues and tells Rabbi Echron Lagabi the story that occurred in Bnei Brak, so in that case, I will also agree with you that Shimon has a right to this field, and since he bought it from Reuven, so we would consider Shimon the Muchzik, and even though the Bnei Mishpacha are being Ma'ara, and they're saying that Reuven never had a right to sell this asset to Shimon, since Reuven was a Katan, and Rish Lakish states, Medina Lacha Be'ira de Bnei Mishpacha de Lav Iru, Maisel, although the family is being Ma'ara, and they're claiming that Reuven did not have a right to sell this asset to Shimon, but ultimately that's not a valid era, as even though they were the ones who actually stated that this was a valid shtar, but they do not have a Pesha Asu, Pesha Iter, and as the Gemara explains, as Maika Amri, as what was the family claiming, Katan Hoya, that Reuven was a Katan at the time that he sold the property to Shimon, but Chazaka in him Chesmal Ashtar, Elm King Nasa Gadol, while the Maisa, their claim is going against the Chazaka that Edom would not sign onto a document unless they know that the parties were Gedolim. Therefore, since the Kravim of Reuven are agreeing that this Shtar was a valid Shtar and the Edom signed properly onto the Shtar, so it must be that the Edom knew that Reuven was a Gadol, and therefore, certainly, Reuven had a right to sell this property to Shimon, and therefore, we considered Shimon the Muchzik. That's why Rabbi Kiva held that Shimon is ultimately the Muchzik, and if Reuven's family wants to take the Kaka away from Shimon, then they would have to prove by bringing Edom that at the time of the sale, Reuven was still a Katan. And let's keep in mind that this is a very difficult Cheshbin, but Lachari, at this point in the Gemara, Rish Lakish actually holds that even though we hold that Maida Bishtasha Kasvai, Tzarech L'Kaimai, generally we would say that there's a Pesha Asa Hua Pesha Heter. However, in this case, although Reuven's family were the ones that stated that this Shtar is valid, however, they are still not Neman to say that the sale wasn't valid because Reuven was a Katan. The reason is because that Taina, that Reuven was a Katan at the time of this transaction, is against the Chazaka of Eina Yidim Chosman Al Shtar Elam Kein Nasa Gadol, and therefore it's as if there's a Pesha Asa, Pesha Heter, but Makam Chazaka, and just like we hold that Migu Makam Chazaka Le'er Minon, so over here also we would say that we can't say a Pesha Asa or a Pesha Heter if their entire claim that Reuven was a Katan is going against Chazaka. And Rashbam explains, Chazaka Eina Yidim Chosman Al Shtar Elam Kein Nasa Gadol, Zokt Rashbam, Noisein Umekabel Ve'edim Kulim Gedolim Vekshirim, that all the parties were Gedolim and they were also all Kasha. Rashbam continues, Maskon de Shmeitzer, that Moide B'shtashe Kosvoi, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoi, Kedishmuluch Rabbi Echron, that L'maisa we hold, once we know that the Shtar is Mekuyim, then we never have a Pesha Asa Hua Pesha Itir, B'negei Shtar. We have a cloud that Moide B'shtashe Kosvoi, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoi, and Zokt Rashbam, Loish Nahecha De Iumar Le L'shtara, L'mei M'shtar Pasimu with Shtar Manu, and it doesn't make a difference if the party himself is the one that's trying to make a raise in the Shtar by stating it's a Shtar Pasim or Shtar Mana, where it's more Pashut that we would state Moide B'shtashe Kosvoi Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoi, but Zokt Rashbam, Loish Nahecha De Edom Marle Le Manusim Yinu, and even in a case where it's the Edom themselves that stated this Shtar is valid, but they also state that Nisum Yinu, or Ktanim Yinu, or Psulim Yinu, even in that scenario, the Edom would not have a Kreyach Taina of a Pesha Asa, and state that since we were the ones that were Mekayim the Shtar, therefore you have to believe us that Nisum Yinu, Ktanim Yinu, or Psulim Yinu, as we previously mentioned, because Stam Shtaris, Hareim Kshirin, Uvishtaris Le Nema, HaPesha Asa, HaPesha Eter, LePasloi, and we don't see the whole concept of Pesha Asa, HaPesha Eter, Negei Shtar, and Rashbam Ben Zof, the Avchinun Nami Hochel, HaHid Ksubis Le'el, Rabbi Yechron held that the Chacham were the man the Omer that holds that Ein Neman LePasloi, because the Chacham hold that even the Edom themselves do not have a Koyach HaTayna of a Pesha Asa, HaPesha Eter, Negei Shtar, as we explained, and we will stop over here.